From the Chair with Susan Dowling, Chairperson. I was delighted to see so many of you at the annual conference and AGM in May. The conference is always a great opportunity to hear about issues that are of interest to us all, meet up with old friends and make some new ones. Members of the board for the year 2016-2017 are as follows: Jim Barrett, Joan Bradley, Macrina Clancy, Susan Dowling, Chair, Joyce Henderson, Deputy Chair, Pat McGillian, Treasurer, Roisin Nolan and Anne Shanahan, Company Secretary. Those of you who attended the conference will have had the chance to hear John Dolan speak about his election to the Administrative Panel of Shenadaran. We are, of course, delighted that someone is representing the interests of people with disabilities at this level, and we wish John every success in his new venture. You may remember me saying in my article in the last edition of The Survivor that we had applied for a grant from the Department of Environment, Community and Local Government under the scheme to support national organisations, which funds our two part-time development officers. Unfortunately, we were not successful with our application. We will, however, be vigorously pursuing alternative sources of funding for these two vital roles within the PPSG. You may also recall that we have been pursuing the rehab organisation in relation to the Polio Fellowship of Ireland's responsibility to support polio survivors. I'm pleased to say that some progress has been made, and we are now engaged in discussions with rehab in relation to ways that they might support our work on behalf of polio survivors. A couple of staff changes are currently in progress in the office. Ursula Tracy, our clerical and bookkeeping officer, left the organisation in May. Ursula was with the PPSG for 12 years and was a loyal and conscientious employee. We are currently in the process of engaging a person to work in the administration and accounting areas of the group. Our regional development and outreach officer, Padder Ward, has also recently left the group. Padder has a long-time association with the Order of Malta, with which he worked as a volunteer for many years. He was offered the position of CEO with the organisation, which he has accepted. We thank Ursula and Padder for all their efforts with the PPSG and wish them well in the future. Our new website is now up and running, so please log on to www.ppsg.ie to view all the latest news and information. Contributions, ideas and comments would be most welcome. Please contact Emma, Development Officer, in the office with your suggestions. We are continuing to work hard to deal with the challenges that we face. The Quality, Safety and Compliance Committee has examined some key areas concerning the governance of our organisation. These include the election and co-option of directors, limits on the term that board members can serve, our board subcommittee structure, board members concentrating on their governance role, etc. Proposals for these changes have been approved by the board, and some of these will require amendments to our constitution, previously called our Memorandum and Articles of Association. Such amendments require the approval of the membership, and we intend doing this by calling an extraordinary general meeting. You will receive notification of this in the near future. In relation to the new strategic plan, we are commencing a consultation process with a number of stakeholders and a random selection of members. This will include sending a short survey to the social support groups. As you can see, there is much work to be done to sustain our organisation into the future. The governance changes, completion of the new strategic plan and establishing the new networks will be priorities for the group over the next few months. It's going to be a busy summer. Regards to you all, Susan Dowling.